Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Each and every Monday morning, y'all, you know I'm just so excited to gather with you all and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for breathing down our lungs and saying, daughter, son, I have chosen you to wake up again. I have chosen you to start your day. I have chosen you to continue doing what I have placed you here on this great earth to work and to do diligent work unto me and to serve those who you have been called to serve. Listen, God is so good. So just give God a hand clap of praise wherever you're at. Most of you may not be on the way to work or anything because today is a holiday. Today is Memorial Day. And also today is a day just we get to just rest, be in memorial of our loved ones, of those who have fallen for our country and so forth. So we just take an opportunity to pay our respects as well as get some rest. I'm pretty sure somebody needed to hear that part. Get some rest. And so, y'all, let's get into it this morning. All right. So as I was, you know, praying about the message on what God really wanted me to share with y'all this morning, I just kept hearing the word pop up. And you're like, is that really a word? Yes, it is really a word. POP-UPS. Pop-ups, okay? Like, when you, I'm gonna give you the actual definition. It's real short. It's just the way it seems, pop-up, right? And so the reason why this word kept kept coming in my head, or the Holy Spirit just kept bringing it to my remembrance is because this weekend, my husband and I, we did this spontaneous pop-up on our parentals. We just drove down. We was just like, okay, we ain't doing nothing much. Let's go ahead and drive down to where they staying at and literally like just call them on the way and say, hey, we on the way. We coming. We popping up on y'all. See what y'all doing. We just wanted to come and see y'all. Look, just coming to see you. So, see them. And so we just kept saying the word pop up. And every time we would describe to somebody, you know, what we were doing on Saturday or what we had done on this past Saturday is we would say, oh, we popped up, you know, in town. We popped up on our parents. And we had a good time. It was a good time. So what does pop up even mean? I looked it up this morning. I said, God, why you keep bringing this word to my head? And I know what pop-up means, but I need to remind you what pop-up means. And so it means appear or occur suddenly. Appear or occur suddenly. And I was just like, ooh. I received that for us this morning. I received that a Holy Spirit will pop up on us. I received that new career opportunities will literally pop up on us. I received for us that new business contracts will pop up on us. I received for us this morning that divine ideas will pop up on us. I received this morning that divine partnerships will pop up on us. I received this morning that the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, will pop up on us. Listen, look, how many of y'all just was like, I received that for me too. If you do and you're able to access the chat, just definitely say, I receive that. I received that because I was just like, yes, Holy Spirit, pop up on us, especially when, look, we, I don't know if y'all know in detail, but the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, left the Holy Spirit here for us to dwell with us here on the earth. Listen, the Holy Spirit is our helper. Yes, I see in the chat, I received that. I received that. Yes, yes. Because that came so clearly. When I tell you, it came so clearly to share that with you all this morning. I just was like, stop. We need to hear that it is that the pop-up is possible. That the pop-up is possible. New career opportunities will pop up for us. New business contracts will pop up for us. And the Holy Spirit will pop up on us at any given time. Listen, because I don't know about y'all, but it's times where I'm literally sitting at my desk with a client and I'm like, Lord, give me the words to say to them. Help me to be gracious. Help me to be help me to help them, but help me to share with them exactly what they need at this given moment. And that is exactly how we have to communicate with the Holy Spirit. We have to say, help me, even though the Holy Spirit knows, you know, God knows what we need before we even need it. But if we want to really build this relationship with God, listen, we got to communicate in any relationship that you're in, whether it be, you know, your significant other, your co-worker relationships, friendships, or what have you. Guess what you have to do is communicate. You have to communicate, right? And so we have to keep that same mindset when we are building our relationship with God. We have to communicate with Him. We have it, and prayer is nothing but a form of communication with our Heavenly Father. And so we definitely have to continue to open the doors of communication with our Heavenly Father at any given time. At any given time, it can be about the smallest thing. Lord, help me write this letter. Help me do this work assignment. Help me do help me talk to these co-workers the right way, even though I may want to say something else. Lord, help control my tongue. Like, I know some of y'all can relate to me on that, right? help keep my tongue holy, Lord. Look, come through, speak up on Holy Spirit again, pop up on us. And so as I was really thinking through that and asking the Lord, okay, so what else do you want me to share? And He led me to the scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Why? And I'm going to share it with you in a little bit. But He was leading me to that because there takes something for the pop-up. It takes something for the pop-up or the expectations of the pop-up, right? So going back to Proverbs 3:5-6, it states, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. So we all, you know, go about our day and everything like that. And we talk to God and we're just like, all right, you know, pop up on me at any time. Like, pop up, give me the divine ideas, like, literally at any point in time. And so, but in order to really experience the pop up, the Lord gave me these three things. And number one is stay in a praise posture. Right? Stay in a praise posture, meaning thank God in advance. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what God has given you, and be thankful for what's to come. Thanking God in advance for those things. If you're really saying, God, I really need a career opportunity, just thank God in advance. Consider it already done. He knows you're in need of a career opportunity. So thank God in advance and consider it already done. He knows you are in need of those business contracts. He knows you are in need of the ideas. Like you could be in a place where you're brainstorming for a new project you're working on at the job, new project you're working on in your business, a new project or just new life. Just you have life ahead of you, right? Or just in life in general, you're like, I don't know what's next, but God can give you what's next, right? He can give you what your next is. And so we just thank God in advance for whatever it is and whatever you're in need of right now. And this can even say if you're in need of physical healing, if you're in need of mental healing, all of that, if you're in need of rest, God, give me, look, make room in my schedule so I can really rest, especially if those are you that have like a busy schedule. You're like, I'm always on the go, and I really don't have time to like really rest. Pray about that thing, like, God, make room in my schedule to really rest. Or literally, you take the be disciplined enough to schedule in your rest times, right? Your rest times. Okay. And so number two is work diligently, trusting that God will lead you. Like the scripture said in Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He shall direct thy path. But we, of course, need to work diligently on whatever it is that God is leading us to work on in this season, but also trusting that he will lead your path. Also trusting, or in other words, also trusting that the Holy Spirit will pop up on you at any given time and say, I need to redirect you down here. This is the way you really need to go. This is what you need to be doing in this season. And we have to welcome that, my friends. We have to welcome the Holy Spirit in our lives and understand that, okay, obviously I'm being redirected because something's just not working out right now that I had planned. But we have to welcome the Holy Spirit in to intervene within our plans, within whatever we got going on, and trust and believe that that's God redirecting our paths. And I say this all time and time again, and I feel like a broken record, and I know y'all heard me say that time and time again, but truly our plans are nothing compared to what God's plans or what God has for us. So let the Holy Spirit move. If you feel as though you're like, I wonder why this is not working out. Oh, I wonder why I thought like that. Or maybe this idea may popped up in your head. Take time, pray about it. And say, it just might be the Holy Spirit giving you those divine ideas, right? Those divine ideas. So we just thank God in advance for the Holy Spirit popping up on us again, right? And so the last but not least one is serve the enemy an eviction notice. I'm going to say that one again. Is serve the enemy an eviction notice. And so when you do that, you all, it's going to be, you're going to probably have to do that daily, because you're probably going to hear, oh, you can't do this. Oh, you really can't partner with them. Oh, you really can't go into that career for whatever reason. Oh, you really can't live that type of lifestyle. What do you mean? And honestly, it could be so annoying. But you really got to serve the enemy an eviction notice. Serve them an eviction notice daily, all the time, because you got to tell them, get up out my ear. Get up out my ear, because listen, just declare and decree, the Holy Spirit is here. Get up out my ear. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is the only one that need to be up all in my ear. Literally, this is how, this is what you really need to say to the enemy when you feel defeated, when you feel the doubt, when you feel like you're so just like literally tired. You can't think straight in regards to what you have been called to do, in regards to what you're doing in this very season of your life, right? You got to serve the enemy notice, like, hey, I ain't got time for the doubt. I ain't got time for the fear. We don't have time. We don't have time to have a mentality of lack. Ooh, I felt that in my spirit. We don't have time for a mentality of lack, meaning like we may not feel as though we have all the resources now, so we can't even move, right? We may feel like we don't even have all the resources or all our ducks in a row in order to really pursue what it is our next is within our career, within just business, or within life in general. But I just declare and decree right now that the spirit of lack or will just move from our lips, will move from our mental, will move from us right now. And just declare and decree that lack will not know my name. Lack will not know my name, and take it a step further and say, lack will not even know my bloodline. Ooh, lack will not know my bloodline, meaning lack will not know your children. Lack will not know their children. Lack will not know your family. Look, lack will not know you, your bloodline. Like, let's just really go in on this. And then when you say those things, you are literally serving the enemy an eviction notice. Like, you got to go. We have too much work to do, meaning you and God have too much work to do. And when you say you and God have too much work to do, you are partnering with God, coming to agreement with God for what he has for you in your next season of your life, in your next phase of your business, in your next phase of your career journey. You are coming into agreement with God. And so whatever agreements that we have come into with previously, we need to just break that. We just cancel that. We break that in the name of Jesus and just come into agreement with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right now and just declare and decree like that the Holy Spirit, we welcome you to pop up on us at any given time in our lives, okay? All right, y'all. Whew, I know that was a lot, and I hope that every word penetrated your heart and that you'll be going around here saying, pop up on me, Holy Spirit, okay? All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. Father God, I thank you for every gift that they have, Lord. I ask that you stir up every gift within them, Lord. Whatever gift that they have, Lord, let them know. Like, even though they may know their gift, some may not know their gift, but God, I ask that you stir it up and bring it to fruition, Lord, and bring it to fruition, produce something new within them in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you have their best interest at hand. Let them know that you are the director of every path. Let them know you are the orchestrator of their life. Let them know that you will orchestrate the pop-ups and at a divine point in time in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us be reminded of Proverbs 3:5-6, Lord, that states, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways, yes, acknowledge you, Lord, and you shall direct our paths. Lord, let us know that your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you are doing for us. We thank you for your your divine, the divine pop-ups in our lives, the divine ideas. We thank you for the divine partnerships in advance. We thank you for the new business contracts. We thank you for the new career opportunities in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you give us wisdom to know that this is the path that we are going to take. Let us know, smack it in our face. Let us know that it's from you and not from anybody else. Let us know that this is you speaking to us in this, at any given moment about our futures, about where we need to go in business, about where we need to go in the next phase of our life, where we need to go in our the next phase in our career. Let us know that it is from you. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you protect our minds, protect us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord. Be around us, be on our front, back, side to side, Lord. Father God, we ask that you give us divine protection, a special hedge of protection as we continue to walk out this thing called life. In the name of Jesus, God, we just partner with you right now. Partner with you. We come into agreement with everything that you have for us, God. We want it all in the name of Jesus. God, let us be bold enough to serve the enemy eviction notices out of our life right now in the name of Jesus. We may need to serve the enemy eviction notice daily. So God, we ask that you just give us the boldness to do so. In the name of Jesus, God, allow us to continuously stay in a praise posture. God, allow us to work diligently in trusting that you will lead and guide us down every path that we must take in our life, that we must take in our business, and that what we must take in our career. God, we just ask that you bless our family members. We ask that you that there literally be no lack among us. Your word says that there should be no poor among us. So God, we just thank you. We thank you for honoring your word. We thank you for bringing up in our remembrance the times that you have done it before. So you surely can do it again, but not just do it again, but do it bigger, do it better for us. In the name of Jesus. So God, we just ask that you give us rest today. We ask that you give us rest this week and let us have a wonderful and beautiful work week. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.